You are not a waiter. You are our contact, Nguyen Xuan. And you have adopted this pathetic disguise to discreetly check for weaponry. Nguyen's shoulders sagged. It is true. Amazing. Hardly. A ragged apron does not a waiter make. Nguyen sat, pouring some mint tea into a tiny china cup. Let me fill you in on the weapon status, continued Artemis. I am unarmed, but Butler here, my butler, has a 6 hour in his shoulder holster, 2 shrike throwing knives in his boots, a derringer 2-shot up his sleeve, garrote wire in his watch, and 3 stun grenades concealed in various pockets. Anything else, Butler?
The cosh, sir.
Oh, yes, a good old ball-bearing cosh stuffed down his shirt. Nguyen brought the cup, trembling, to his lips. Don't be alarmed, Mr. Xuan, smiled Artemis. The weapons will not be used on you. Nguyen didn't seem reassured. No, continued Artemis. Butler could kill you 100 different ways without the use of his armory, though I'm sure one would be quite sufficient. Nguyen was by now thoroughly spooked. Artemis generally had that effect on people, a pale adolescent speaking with the authority and vocabulary of a powerful adult. Nguyen had heard the name Foul before. Who hadn't in the international